Sometimes when we recite a tefillah, we recite a prayer, we are essentially making a statement about certain core beliefs of Judaism. And I think that in the second Halukah, we recite Psukim, or the entire Mizmor reflects the belief in the Yichud Hashem. What is Yichud Hashem? Yichud Hashem is that all the power in the world is unified in one source, namely Hashem. So just to contrast, the first Halukah essentially views God as a being that helps the weak and the oppressed. But the distinguishing feature of the second Halukah is the diversity of topics. We read about, or we in the second Mizmor, the second Halukah, about the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, giving the Torah to God's people, that Hashem is the creator of the universe, who counts the stars and who sets the laws of nature. In the second and third Psukim of this second Halukah, it describes Hashem's action on behalf of his holy city, his people, and the underprivileged of society. Bonu Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidcha Yisrael Yichanes. Harofei Lishvur Lev, he heals those of broken heart. But then, in the next two psukim, we read about Mona Mispar LaKochavim, L'chulam Shemesh Yikra, the divine ordering of the heavens, the governing of the world. Hashem counts every star. We have Hashem who cares about the weak and the oppressed, who cares about Yerushalayim. And of course, Baruch Hu is in charge of nature, is in control of nature. Everything is under Hashem's dominion. So this diversity reflects the Yichud Hashem. And that's perhaps what we should be thinking about when we recite this Mizmor. Really, every aspect of our lives is reflected in, is all under the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.